Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Leaving a grocery cart in a parking lot, bumping a call straight to voicemail, drinking milk past its expiration. Our world is overflowing with savages. Team PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
All right, today for Savage or Sensible, bringing your own food to a restaurant when you meet up with friends because you have strict dietary restrictions. Got to be honest, before Friday, I had never heard of anyone doing this ever.
Really?
No, I didn't know this was a thing. And Breeze, you know someone that this is a move they pull.
Yeah. So let's just give a quick little backstory. This person isn't doing this just for the fun of it. I mean, they have celiac disease, which is where you can't eat gluten.
Right.
Which is something that a lot of people, like, some people are just like aren't eating gluten because they just don't want to, but this person actually like will
get
break
sick.
Out.
Yeah, you get sick. Blah, blah, blah. It's an allergy essentially.
The
right?
whole nine. Yeah. So we were going out to dinner, me and a bunch of my friends, and this one friend is like, who has celiac disease, very, I don't want to say weird, but like specific on, like, just because you have celiac disease doesn't mean you have to like eat every hour on the hour.
Okay.
I mean, maybe that is a side effect. Maybe I'm ignorant for saying that, but I don't think that that's part of it.
Okay. Maybe they're trying to get some gains too. Got to bulk up. Got to eat a lot.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Gains, baby.
Okay.
But anyways, so we were going out to a restaurant and we looked at the menu ahead of time to make sure that there was options for this person so they weren't completely like in the dark and they couldn't eat anything. And apparently the options they didn't like. So they just brought their own food to the restaurant in a little to-go container.
Sure. You got the Pyrex or what have you.
Okay. Yep. No one's as bougie as you.
Pyrex Flex. It's the best. No. It's the best Tupperware out there. It is. Just admit it. Move on.
I mean, I don't know if you can call it Tupperware because it's glass, but sure. Anyways.
Yeah, same.
Us poor people just use, you know, Tupperware from the dollar store.
Sure.
But Corey,
do you put it in
Corey
your...
carries his food in $3 Pyrex.
Hold on. Do you put your leftovers in your $1,200 Gucci purse?
Literally, you're so drama. I don't want a Gucci purse.
Okay, whatever.
Anywho.
Versace, I don't know. One of those things.
Yeah, you know what? Don't call me out on something if you don't know the name of the purse.
I'm sorry, my mistake. It's your Gucci mask that I was referring to.
No, it's my Louis mask. Idiot, get it right. Oh my god,
yeah,
the disrespect.
How bougie am I for having Pyrex? You have a Louis Vuitton mask. Tell me more about how poor you are.
Anywho, we're not talking about me. We're talking about Corey.
We always tend to somehow circle back around.
It's weird. How that happens.
So the person brings their food to the restaurant.
And they have the nerve to ask the server if they'll heat that food up for them.
Okay.
And they ask for a plate.
That's really pushing it. That's really pushing it. I don't know if we can judge Savage or Sensible on that full interaction because
everyone will say
I think
savage.
A lot of people are going to go savage if it's the, hey, can you heat up the food that I brought and bring
they
me
were
a
like,
place?
No, we're not doing that. But the restaurant's just absolutely slammed, truly.
And I don't know.
They don't have a microwave in the back.
I don't know legally if they're even allowed. I think there's probably rules.
Especially with COVID and all that stuff. Now I would never fly in this
thing. Sure. But you said that and I was flabbergasted because I've never heard of anything like this happening before. And immediately my instinct went to, wow, what is that? Like I even wrote it down. Like, we got to do that on the show. We got to do that on Monday. But I thought about it more and I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of this person and someone like her who is dealing with these incredibly strict dietary restrictions.
No doubt. It's awful.
Yeah. And
it sucks.
And I think I've persuaded myself into thinking this is sensible. The bringing your own food, not the asking them to heat the heating up thing like that. Okay. That's a little bit much, but to bring your own, if you really truly have dietary restrictions where you're afraid to order things, like that would suck so bad. I feel so bad for her and people like her. That would be awful. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be people out there. We'll just eat before you come. Yeah, I guess that's an option, but like how bad does it suck that you can't sit down at a restaurant and eat with your friends? That's awful. And as far, I don't know if in her instance, was she ordering drinks? Was she ordering anything else? Was she spending any money?
I don't remember.
As far as I'm concerned, and look, again, I don't know the letter of the law on this, and I know there's people that work at restaurants that can enlighten us. As long as you're spending money with the restaurant, shouldn't it be okay? I mean, you probably wouldn't want to have a table full of people like this bringing their own food and just ordering drinks. But if it's like a bigger group and there's this one, is it really that big of a deal? You're still getting something out of them. They're not just there, right? I don't know. Am I alone on this one? I'm seeing, by the way, a lot of comments on Facebook. There's a lot of people who do have issues like this.
Sure.
And like Autumn says, I think it's sensible. Restaurants have sent me to the ER before because they cross-contaminate the food. There's a bunch of people saying things like
that. Okay, working in a restaurant, I know that, like, that is not... First of all, I don't know who's running that joint. Because when we have a dietary restriction of any sort,
allergy... You take it very seriously, yeah.
Yes,
but,
I mean,
but mistakes.
You have to write it, and they have to do a completely separate pan, a separate pod, separate every...
But also,
gloves.
Mistakes happen, though, right? And if I'm just thinking, again, as if I had to deal with that, and if I went through an experience of where I went to a place, and it was an honest mistake, but it made me sick, like, it's like with you and dogs. You got bit by a dog once, and you didn't like dogs the rest of your life. You're going to be a little skittish about what you're getting, right? Doesn't that make some pretty logical sense?
So
I get it.
This text is interesting to me on the text line at 585-222-9800. If parents can bring their little kids their own food and snacks while out to eat, why can't adults do the same with an allergy restriction?
That's a good point.
To that I say, I mean,
well, there's kids
I've known people who bring food into places where like you're not allowed to bring food in, like concerts, and they're like, oh, well, I have an allergy. It's like, okay, but like you don't have to eat at a concert. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, just sneak them in like you do.
Well, yeah, don't be a rookie. That's the first thing.
Don't ask for permission. What are you doing? That's your first mistake. Right?
I don't know, but it's
but with that
it's interesting.
With that perspective and with that thought and looking at it from that angle, does it seem a little less savage to you? I don't know if you're going to go as far as I did and think that it's sensible, but where are you standing right now, Breeze?
Well, I mean, and then this other text, it's also bringing some other things to light. They said if she has celiac, I'm surprised she was even risking sending the food back. And we're not talking about the whole idea of sending the food back. But if you're going to sit there and argue the point of like, oh, you're too scared to order from a restaurant, then like, I wouldn't let your food leave your side.
I mean,
if that's the case.
If your expectation was that they're going to throw it into a microwave, I think probably couldn't get contaminated that way, but maybe. I don't know. So what do you think? Are you on the fence or are you going savage still? Because you started out pretty savage, pretty hot.
I'm still going to go savage because just from the entire stake of working in a restaurant, and I know how annoying people can be, and just one more thing is like...
Yeah, but
if one person does it, and then everyone's going to do it, then it's like...
There's not some part of you that feels for those people, though? Like, it would really suck to be in that
position. No, I
empathize heavily with them.
I would die. I would. Like, I can't not eat gluten.
Then this text, again, if you want to jump in, 585-222-9800. Half of or more of these people are self-diagnosing crackpots. My cousin has these, quote, restrictions. She brought fast food to my sister's wedding. We had prime rib, salads, bread, rolls, pasta, etc. People are savage.
Oh.
Okay. All right. I don't know if I can go with the whole you're lying or you're tricking yourself or you're self-diagnosing yourself. I don't want to put those words in those people's mouths. I'm not in their shoes. I don't know.
So, just to get a little more backstory on the health code violation.
Yeah, what do you got?
The health code requires you to consume only the items that are bought in the restaurant.
Okay.
So, in which you are sitting. So, I don't know. For that, I mean, maybe you could have the cross-contamination. Let's say someone brings in, like, a chicken, right? A little chicken breast, what have you. It's not cooked all the way. Salmonella. I mean, who knows? And then they leave the chicken on the plate, and then they touch everything else. Salmonella. I don't know.
Okay, so could again, be that. Again, I asked.
Maybe they didn't cook the chicken all
again, I asked, why is it okay for kids to bring food in?
Are you bringing grilled chicken for Mason? No.
Maybe. Could.
No, you're not.
He's got a very
puffs.
He's got an
grapes.
He's got a very advanced palate for his age. And he thinks puffs are trash, by the way, FYI. 222-9800. Karen's on with us this morning. All right, Karen, doing savage or sensible, bringing your own food to a restaurant when you meet up with friends because you have strict dietary restrictions. One of the points that someone made was, well, parents are able to do this with their kids, so why can't someone with restrictions do this?
I think it's sensible, but then it's savage because if the restaurant doesn't have anything that you can eat, then you shouldn't be going to that restaurant. But I thought it was like when my kids were growing up, like if he went to like bring stuff to school, it all had to be like from a bakery or something.
That's true.
And he have any homemade stuff brought into the classroom.
Sure.
Because
that's true.
He has to have the ingredients and everything on there. Mm-hmm. You know, peanut allergies or gluten or whatever.
What have you. Yep.
But yeah, so I mean, I think that, you know, if you're going to go to a restaurant, you better go to a restaurant that has stuff that you can eat versus bringing food there.
All right, Karen, thanks for the phone call this morning. Have a great one.
Thanks,
you
Karen.
You as well, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's go to the poll. It's been tight up in
I didn't think about that school thing. That's a thing.
Yeah,
for
no,
sure.
100% a thing. Savage or sensible, bringing your own food to a restaurant when you meet up with your friends because you have strict dietary restrictions. Let me do one more reload here, a little quick refresh. Okay. It was close today. 58% of the people voting say
savagery. Yeah. Don't waste the server's time.
Yeah, just I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you have these dietary restrictions, but you're not allowed to go to restaurants. Sorry, your life sucks.
You can go. You're savage. Just don't bring your own food.
Yeah, okay. I'll just watch everyone else eat. Sounds great.
Got a topic for Team BXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98bxy.com and we'll put it to the savage scale. More Team BXY next on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.